baseball.
Stephanie Ramos is an ABC News correspondent in Washington, D.C., and she is on the line right now. Stephanie, are you there?
I am here, and I hear you guys chatting about the shopping deal online or brick and mortar. I like to do a little bit of both.
You do. Now, do you ever go brick and mortar and then say, yeah, but I could get that online for a little bit cheaper, and so you hold off? I would imagine that's a problem for the retailers who get frustrated by people doing a little more window shopping than we used to.
Yeah, and I think what I've done and what I've seen others do is that you walk into the store with your smartphone in hand and you say, hey, I saw this deal online. Do you have it here? And they may not have it as advertised, but they do honor that. And they do say, we're also doing a 40% deal here. So you get a little bit of both worlds. And a lot of people went straight to online. Amazon specifically did extremely well this year. It's been around for about a decade now, but they actually shipped a record number of items, toys, clothes, all sorts of things worldwide for the holidays to about 185 countries. So they did really well with a lot of folks just deciding to use their smartphone, using the app. You know, a lot of folks may think, oh, you know what, I'm just going to use my phone to window shop, see what's out there, and then just decide to hit the buy button. And a lot of folks did that.
Yeah, 70% of the Amazon customers used a mobile device to shop. And that surprises me because it still seems to me, even though I have an iPhone 6 Plus, a big screen thing, it's still to me difficult to do more than browse online, to actually do the shopping and go through. I feel like I still get on a laptop or a PC to do that. But so I'm amazed at how many people are actually clicking all the way through on a phone.
Right, right. And maybe it's for time purposes, you know, just being able to be on the go and just click the buy button and know that if you have any issues with it, you can return it. So a lot of folks decided to go that route, not just for Christmas, but for even Thanksgiving. Amazon.com saw a jump in their online purchases. Cyber Monday, the Monday following Thanksgiving, was pretty big for them.
I imagine. The biggest winner and loser, if there's a winner and loser all in the same thing, mm-hmm. when it comes to the holiday season, I would have to say it's the hoverboard.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because every time that I went to the mall, I would see somebody on that hoverboard, somebody trying to sell me the hoverboard. It's at every kiosk. It was everywhere. But a lot of those folks that did end up getting a hoverboard under their Christmas tree did end up in the hospital. There were, as of Monday afternoon, there were 70 reports of emergency room visits due to hoverboards. And these were injuries that were primarily from falls, knocking into things, collisions, things like that. One was due to smoke inhalation from a hoverboard fire, which I'm sure you've seen those videos.
Yes.
Catching fire and due to their lithium battery. So they were kind of a hit, but at the same time they've got the reputation of being a little dangerous.
Yeah. just a little bit between the fires. And actually I have a friend on Facebook. I'm going to post this. If anybody wants to go to our Facebook show page, facebook.com/Matt Bubala Show, give us a like there. I'm going to post a photo up there of a hoverboard aftermath of a friend of a friend whose skull was split open. And I mean, if you have a kid who's begging for one of these things, look at these photos and show them to them, and they will have a second thought. If you're getting a hoverboard, you got to wear a helmet because these things are tough to stay on. And this person's fine and was laughing and taking pictures, but the scar this person is going to have is going to be ridiculous.
Oh, so, that's not funny. Yeah.
Not just fires. Don't just crash your head into something with your hoverboard.
Right. And a lot of folks may think they've got that athletic skill. They play sports.
So we all think that for the wrong 2 minutes, don't we, Stephanie?
Yeah, but that does not guarantee safety.
No, it does not. Stephanie Ramos, ABC News correspondent in Washington. You can follow her on Twitter @StephanieRamos. Thanks so much for jumping on, Steph.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you next.
Have a great morning. News is next on 720 WGN.